This is a message from the emergency alert system. This is not a test. The following message is issued by the request of United States government. Our planet is under attack by an unknown extraterrestrial force. All attempts to stop this attack have failed. Radiation levels have reached lethal limits. Seek immediate underground shelter if possible. Remain inside until you received other instructions from government officials. This is not a test.
Welcome to The Pattern is Full. Your boy Dan here.
I'm Dave.
Well, we want to thank everybody for coming back. We are here again. Same bat time, same bat channel.
Right.
Always. We are here and hopefully going to bring you a good podcast. Appreciate all the people that are listening. It's always good to see when you get a bunch of downloads that you didn't get. You know what I mean? And then not all of our downloads are the newer episodes. But that's me. If I'm finding a new podcast, I'm starting with like episode one.
Yeah, even I do that too.
Worst episode they've ever put out. I feel like if I start there, now I make it, and they're on like episode 40 now. Man, you can see how the podcast grows and becomes so much better than the way it started. So, right.
It's one of those things now that it's harder and harder to find a niche because everybody's talking about everything. I know we've talked about it, but there's a podcast called Two Hot Takes, and basically this lady. And usually it's a revolving set of co-hosts. They just basically look at Reddit and say, oh, here's one of these am I the asshole things. And they read it. And then they say, oh, yeah, you are, you're not, you know, and they give advice on what they should have done probably and things like that. It's pretty I find it funny. I think it's funny. But some of them are better than others anyway.
That's cool.
Yeah. So anyway, that's one. I don't know why I'm promoting that podcast here.
Why not? Who knows? Maybe we'd hook up with them. We'll get on their podcast. They come on our podcast. As we always say, if you want to support the podcast, we don't ask for monetary donations. We just ask for a 5-star review and a written review on Spotify or, Apple, iTunes podcast. So if you could hook us up there, man, that'd be great because it really does help out. It moves us up the list of where we are. Hopefully this week we'll have good recording. It's looking good so far. So hopefully we'll get these episodes back up on YouTube, on our YouTube channel, which is The Pattern is Full podcast, I think. The last couple, we've had problems with our video software, and we've had to use our backup, which was just audio. So maybe we'll get back in, and we hadn't had a lot of views on YouTube anyway. So, but look us up if you are there. We do have a YouTube channel. It is The Pattern is Full. The Pattern is Full podcast. Of course, we're on all social media. Well, I say all. We're on X. We're on Instagram. We're on Facebook. And we are on, what's that one they're trying to ban right now? TikTok. Yeah. Hopefully they don't ban it. And I kind of like TikTok.
I saw something. If you want to talk, you know, conspiracy theories, this guy was... Today I saw, and I guess it was on TikTok. He showed that this one senator who had been that wrote the bill to get rid of TikTok or try to ban TikTok, like right after the bill was submitted, he bought like X amount of Meta shares. And then a week later, he bought another same amount. And it was like almost $500,000 worth of Meta. And then right after they had their vote the other day, he bought even more, like another half a million or a million shares, something like that. So this just tells me that these guys are, you know, they're crooked. They're doing this stuff to make money. You know, it's just a grandstand to win points and make money.
I mean, that is so like, that's what we always thought it would. That's what you thought it would be anyway. I mean, I think there's two things on the TikTok ban. One is that money you're just talking about. Hey, we'll take care of our boys at Meta because we've already run Mark Zuckerberg through the trials and he's good to go now. And I'm sure Mark and slid them a healthy salary. And they're like, oh, well, you know, let's make things good for Elon and Mark. So let's get TikTok out of here because, you know, the more you hear about it, the more you find out that there's very little of it owned by China. Like ByteDance only owns a very small portion of it. And ByteDance is its parent company that is based in China. There are actually more American owned people, and there's three American people on the board of TikTok. So two things. I think it's a money thing, and here's the other thing. I think it's not, and it is censored. I know it is because people get their videos taken down a lot, but I think more slips through the cracks when it comes to news or outing something that's trying to be a hush, like whether you're talking about the UFOs or whether you're talking about, I don't know, that the bridge that fell in, where was that? Yeah. What's
Boston? Was it Baltimore?
Yeah, Baltimore. Whether you're talking about that, people get on there. I mean, you know, no longer do you have to worry about CNN or Fox telling you what the news are, because there's so many people out there now that can go with their cell phone and just report news. And it's usually better than what's on the news channels. But anyway, I didn't mean to get off on that, but I did. But you know, we've had some good views on our TikTok posts, which are usually just portions of the podcast that we're trying to promote to get people to listen. So, you know. So anyway, you got a cold adult beverage tonight?
I do not. I'm just, I don't know, haven't been able to get to that point of the evening because there's too many children running around in there.
You got sleepovers going on, don't you?
Yeah. So.
Let me look this up real quick. I hope we got a good topic for y'all tonight. But I guess we'll start out. I usually try to do a little news article, and this one, Dave, you knew about. We didn't talk about it last time, but it's whatever this thing is that multiple people saw somewhere that looked like a dude flying in the air. Did you see that? But here's my thoughts on that. So it looked like it was so high up, and I don't even remember where that was.
I haven't seen it again. I saw it like one day. I saw a couple of different videos of it, and then I haven't seen it since, which I find a little bit weird.
And, you know, you hear people saying that it's a guy with a jetpack. It's this. Well, here's the thing. When you see an airplane fly over, those things are usually, you know, I mean, I live close to an airport, but a small airport. So the biggest thing we get out of here is like a Learjet, which is a small personal jet. And when they're flying, you know, they don't look that big because they're so high up in the sky. So if this was a person, let's just say a 6'5" person,
right,
that was with a jetpack on, 5,000 feet in the air, I think you would have a really hard time seeing this thing. Because they would be tiny. You know what I mean? Yeah. So if this had been a person, then it was a giant. And there's been a lot of talks about giants here lately. So, you know, I don't know.
I know, but they couldn't zoom in and get a clear enough picture, but it sure did look like a person when they got zoomed in close to it. But it lost, you know, resolution and definition. So,
yeah, you know, I mean, and a lot of people saw that. Was it in Oklahoma? Is that where it was? I feel bad because I had it pulled up earlier. And like I always do, I start closing tabs because damn, it runs your, it just eats the RAM up in your machine. And, so I started closing tabs and I hit the one that closed it. But a lot of people think that was a, I don't. And then to the eclipse, I have no idea what those gray things were that everybody saw moving through the clouds. Do you see the video on that? People, I will find these videos. Yeah. And they'll in the show notes. I have the kind of issue with that because they switched our domain over. I was still doing everything on Google domains in Google, but it has officially been switched to Squarespace now. And I don't know. I guess I was doing stuff on Google and it hasn't been posting up on Squarespace. So I'll find a link to this thing, but it just basically looks like a person and it's the middle of the day and it looks like it's glowing, or I guess that could be the sun shining on it or something. It's real sparkly. Yeah, sun reflecting it. But it looks like you can see its arms move and stuff. Yeah, a lot of people have compared it to that jellyfish UFO video. And you know, I'll be honest, I don't know what happens to it at the end of that video. Yeah. I don't know if they just quit taping or it goes away or what. I don't know. So, and I guess at this point, I don't even know where it was. There it is, I think I just... either weird, I like news media, but like local stations that were in the area where this was, and then other news picked it up. So it's not like it's something that was just like nobody, you know, one person saw. It was like a lot of people saw it, a lot of people. So this is the talk to the police. They don't like it. So, what about you? You got anything you wanted to hit before we got into our main topic? Okay.
Yeah, I do, actually. I did. I saw this morning, and I just happened to think about it. But it goes back to our AI topic back a few weeks ago and how we had discussed that and how it could be used for all kinds of really cool things, or it could be used for some not so cool things. This says a Baltimore area teacher is accused of using AI to make his boss appear racist. So I guess he got enough samples of his principal, the high school principal's voice, that he could then synthesize it with an AI and make it say whatever he wanted. And so he made it sound like he was having a conversation on a phone or talking to somebody that, you know, that was out, that was in, I don't know, far away from him.
Oh yeah.
Said a bunch of stuff. Yeah.
And that's what you see a lot of news about with AI, you know, is
racist and
the deep fake, anti-Semitic thing. When you deep fake stuff.
And got in trouble. Now this guy has,
and apparently
turns out this guy's trying to retaliate against his boss because of poor reviews and things like that. And of course, the school immediately, it gets out and it's on social media and people are like, this principal, you know, he's a racist. We got to get rid of him and whatever. And you wouldn't just ruin somebody's day. I mean, you could ruin somebody's life really quickly with something like that.
Yeah. I mean, man, it's really crazy. And AI is it doing anything right, but going away. For sure.
Well,
and you know what trips
to,
me out is these newer,
they did
like
it to
I've
one
seen,
of
like,
UConn's
Boston
women
Dynamics
basketball players.
Decided to get rid of their,
I guess that was a
humanoid robot that ran on
weekend,
or hydraulics. And now they have fully electric. Have you
name,
seen that?
That would be traumatizing.
Like it does,
you know,
this weird zombie 18, looking thing when it's
girl,
getting up off the ground
after sure
they knock it down.
You know, it was something
and,
that, you know, what would you want
to,
I mean, everybody's saying they've seen
it.
So,
and that's, I mean, I assume that's going to be pretty cool.
I
know Tesla's been down on a lot of stuff lately, but you know, I sure wish there was a Cybertruck sitting in my driveway right now. I think so. Oh man, I mean, I drive a big diesel guzzling Dodge, but that is purely for hauling horses and and a big camper. So, and other than that, it sets, but, and I wouldn't use a Cybertruck for that. I just want one because I think they're the coolest looking things I've ever seen. And that's, you know, that's my style. I'm a very futuristic. I need to be living 30 years from now into the future.
Until it rains on it, I guess. And then it shorts out.
It's going to, if I make it to be an old man, it's going to kill me to see how cool things are. I could have had when I was younger. You know what I mean? So, but anyway, and AI is going to run everything. You know, I told you the other day, I was saying that Mercedes actually is releasing the first vehicle that is 100% autonomous, meaning you get behind the wheel and it will drive and you can watch Netflix while it's driving. It doesn't make you keep your eyes on the road. It doesn't make you keep your hands on the wheel. Now, I will say I actually went because I had only seen like an advertisement on TV for that. I did go and look that up and it does have like some kind of AI control.
Yeah.
It tells you all the sensors. It's got LIDAR, radar, cameras, all these, a mixture, sonar, all working together for this to be able to happen. But it is still pretty limited. It can only do it on freeways that it's been approved on. So, like, you ain't going to drive to Eastern Kentucky and get on whatever a road out there is. Highway. Yeah. And it do it. It's all, it can only do it on approved highways. And if it feels there's any kind of problem, it tells you to grab the wheel and look at the road. And if you don't do that, it will pull over safely and stop. So, pretty cool though. I mean, you know, in the next less than 10 years, you're going to be a special breed if you're still driving yourself. Now,
the Mountain Parkway.
Maybe you'll have a car. Yeah. 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 Skynet is happening, y'all. So, anyway, I think AI is awesome. I think it's got a lot of potential. And yes, I do think it has a lot of scary shit that comes along with it too. But I'm going to say the good outweighs the bad. I can't think of the,
or you'll be poor.
The robot that somebody's got, so, or the AI that they've got in their robot body.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Just doesn't
one
move.
Welcome the AI.
It like stands there all the time, and it's a female.
And the robots
they've got it
too.
Where it resembles a female, and you see it at a lot of like CES and technology shows, and they're asked. And people walk up to it and ask it questions, and some of those questions are pretty cool. They're like, "Are you going to take over the world?" And you know, it provides whatever answer I'm sure it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
I don't know why it would tell us the truth if it was going to take over the world. So I think we talked about it before, but there's a really great movie that's got, what's his name? Joaquin Phoenix. Is that his name? And he like kind of falls in love with a computer. Yeah. I don't even remember the name of that movie, but it's a really good movie. I think it is her, and it's basically software is what it is. And then that,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he falls in love with basically Siri, you know, so.
Oh, yeah. Heard of it.
Is it called Her or? Yeah, right. Oh, well, you know, I was listening to.
Wow.
I was reading an article, and I should have, once again, should have saved this out as a topic, but this woman was talking about how, she'd always been really independent.
I mean, I've seen them and I've never played with
Great
it.
Great Britain or Ireland,
you know,
one or the other.
But yeah, I definitely, I know what you're talking about. I have not heard that story, but
she decided to try.
I knew
one of these
there had to be, I mean, you think of how many
companions,
people it's like,
and yeah, she's like, God, this is like,
set in their damn
house
and don't do,
man, you know,
anything.
She feels like,
I mean,
this is a real,
they
set
in front of
a
computer
person
all day.
She talks
they,
to a
they,
real friend,
they
you know,
play video games.
I guess
or,
a lot of people,
I mean, I would assume that would,
talk,
but you know, I guess the difference in
whatever.
Video games, and I'm one of those weird gamers,
but it sounded
like
pretty
game,
elaborate,
but I have never like, and I know this is going to sound old school, but I just don't like jumping in an online game and talking to people and all that stuff. I play the campaign usually if I buy a game, whatever. Yeah. Well, I mean, back when I would play some sports games like football or something like that, I thought that was fun. But like, of course, I have never played Grand Theft Auto, but I've played like, Fallout, which is damn getting popular right now. And if y'all haven't checked out the new series on Prime Video, it is freaking awesome.
If I'm going to buy a game,
it
has to have
of the game Fallout,
offline
which
play
came out
mode.
In like 1997.
I cannot do,
but there's
you know,
been,
the
I think the last
RPG,
one that
whatever.
Came out was in 2018.
It just doesn't work for me.
I'm sure there'll
know.
Be a new one
like
now
it.
After this series.
I might have
out, but,
15 years ago.
Like, I couldn't check now. That game. I don't even know if that has a multiplayer mode, but I always played the campaign of that, and I was really into a Walking Dead game for a while that, but I played it in the campaign mode. I didn't play in the multiplayer online. So I haven't wasted any money on like PlayStation Plus and stuff like that because I've just kind of stayed away from it. So. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mine too. About $4.99 worth of Robux last night. So, but yeah, and I right. I will admit I have been pulled into Robux world a little bit. I have my own little character. I'm astronaut cowboy 33, I think.
Roblox.
Because I'm asked to play sometimes.
I mean, they're so playing with all kinds of kids from all over the country, all over the world, maybe. I don't know. So I don't know. And they're always asking for Robux, like gift cards or whatever. Yep.
Oh, that's the one that I'm always in, Brookhaven. That's the one. Yeah, and there's like, you can go into the police station and you can do all kind of things.
Yeah. I did one.
There's some cars you can like drive in Brookhaven. You're supposed to
survive for a certain amount of time in this house.
Definitely been around
with a knife that's going to stab you.
Well, anyway, let's get to talking about our man, old Garth. If
it
had
really, really high res graphics, I think it would have been.
What y'all know about Garth Brooks? So, are you a fan?
I know that my granddaughter has played that one some, and of course, there's this one called Brookhaven. That's the one everybody, you know,
dude. His first album that come out, I think.
You gotta get a house in Brookhaven.
I think the name of it's No Fences. That may have been his second. But the first one that had like Friends in Low Places and that kind of stuff on it, dude, I was ate up with it. Of course, you know, I guess I'll get throwing my age out there. I was in high school then. Yeah. So man, I loved it. It was great.
Garth
and I was
Brooks.
At that point in time, really. Not then, into country music. I
lived through the 90s and didn't at least like Motley Crue songs.
Guns N' Roses. I was in that kind of a world. But I really loved Garth Brooks. And I still like his old stuff. I have not been too much on his new stuff. Yeah, he has.
Right. I don't even know that. I didn't even know he put out any new stuff. I haven't heard it lately. So anyway, but and there's this comedian. I think he's
so. What we're the now, reason we're bringing up Garth Brooks is
and he would
he had and you can just go to Google and also duck, duck, whatever like you want and put this in or.
Comedy parody songs that he would write, and one of them is called
Under the
Garth Brooks Ruined My Life
Thought.
And he says
that Garth Brooks is
his wife is just obsessed with Garth Brooks,
and
you know that he's talking about how much even, he can't stand
like
him.
In his concerts, people holding up signs that
if
say,
"If you look it up,
where
Garth
are
Brooks
the bodies,
my
G?"
And Tim Wilson. It's pretty funny.
And then
it gets a little
the G
repetitive
is that
end,
little fancy Garth Brooks symbol that he uses for Garth. So we done a little research and I don't know. We're just gonna try to break into it. Now, I will say that when he was younger and I liked his stuff, he has changed a lot since then, I think. And if you watch him on anything live or just, he got a little weird turn to him. And I don't know what that is. But, like, I can see somebody like, I don't know, I'm just going to make somebody up, Morgan Wallen talking, and he just seems normal. Maybe I need to pick an older star. Like, I don't know. Let's say Alan Jackson. He acts – Garth Brooks, he gives off this impression to me that I'm better than everybody.
Yeah.
I feel that when I watch him speak. Do you – I mean, I watch, like, CMAs and stuff like that, and I get that feeling sometimes. Well, also, Garth Brooks was interviewed on Dateline in 1992.
I mean, I've listened to the music, but as far as watching the CMAs
and in that interview,
seeing any of his, live stuff, I do know that part of the reason that all this came about is that there was a
Have you ever thought about?
I think he's a comedian going in movies. You know, you put up this picture of Garth Brooks, and he said, "Look at that! Look at that!" 1992 was. Anybody
probably Garth was at the biggest point in his career at that point.
Bound to have killed somebody or bound to have, done something
wrong.
And
he said,
I don't know exactly what he said.
So if you know anybody out there
stuff started with that, this guy
shooting a movie and needs a bad guy,
podcast.
Tell him to, contact me. I'd love to do it. And then the host of Dateline says, you're not a bad guy. You don't look like a bad guy. You need to be a good guy. And Garth Brooks, in return, says, I think it'd be fun to kill somebody. I'd like to kill somebody, So. I'm sure he meant in a movie, right? Just like our friend Mark is wanting me to play a villain in his radio. What is it? He's calling it a radio theater reenactment, something that, and he reached out to me with the script and said, I want you to play this guy. The thing is, you get to stab people. Now, I get to stab people, but I only get to stab them in a script that I'm reading. So now that you talk about AI, people can chop that up and just butcher me to hell now.
I'm sure he'll
never be in Congress.
Metaphorically in a movie.
But anyway, back to old Garth. Tom, what was his name? Tom Segura. Really, I think started it.
It's like a radio theater.
Like you said. Now, you think, is there any truth behind that? So, there's somebody, and I don't know who that is, and I couldn't find it. So, but I did see videos about it on YouTube, but I didn't find the actual person or group of people that done this. They say that someone has done the research and there are people that have been murdered in cities that Garth Brooks has toured in, and it's happened on the same dates that he toured, and a lot of those people are missing. Not all, I mean, they don't know that all of them are murdered, but some of them are missing, and they're saying that. So the thought is, I mean, I don't even know where Garth Brooks lives. I think Oklahoma. He has a huge piece of land. And there's people saying he's got 300 to 400 bodies buried on that land. So, Garth, no offense to you, buddy. I'm not saying that. I'm just reporting what is all over the internet, man. You might be true. Garth Brooks, if you want to come on this podcast and talk about this, I'm gonna tag you and we post it. And if you want to come on this podcast and I don't know, you ain't even got to defend yourself, just talk about this, I'd be glad to hear it because I'm a fan. I mean, I'm not going to say I'm not. Now, his newer stuff, I'm not crazy about, but his older stuff, I love. And then, in our little town, his daughter has played a couple times at, well, now it's just like Pizza MD, but it was at one time they had opened it up and it was some kind of little bar, little dive bar down there by the coffee shop.
Yeah.
And well, I would say by the smoke shop, but there's so many freaking smoke shops in this town right now. I mean, you can't go anywhere without there being a new smoke shop on the corner every week. Live at Libby's. Yes. And I frequented that place quite a bit. I did not see Garth there. I did see John Anderson, I think, there before he really hit it off big. We would go up, but yeah, we had we worked at a local grocery store here in town, me and a bunch of guys that went to high school together. You know, it was really the only part-time gig you could get in this little dump, you know, working at a grocery store, stocking shelves.
Well, years ago.
I've done that from the time I was 16 until shit. I don't know. On up in college, we got a group together every Friday night, and would go to Live at Libby's as soon as we get off work. And it was I probably saw artists that got popular, and I don't even know. And then tragically, that place burned to the ground. So, back to Garth. Yeah, let's. Yes. Yeah, you can hashtag that on X and find all kind of stuff. And apparently, from what I've read, and I don't follow Garth Brooks, but anytime anybody posts anything, apparently the comments just get ate up. But like, where's the bodies, Garth? Where's the bodies? Where's the bodies? Where's the bodies?
Right.
You know, I don't know. And then, but I mean,
of course, back to Garth. So and you may know who this is, but I guess somebody came up with this slogan, "Where's the bodies, Garth?" And that's gone viral on the internet.
Sure, the feds would be after him if he didn't, but I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe he's got that sleight of hand that that has those $100 bills that just go to people and they leave him alone. You know what I mean?
It's kind of like, I've never seen Batman and Garth Brooks on the same stage, so Garth Brooks may be Batman, or you know, it's a little bit like that because you know.
So have you ever met Garth? I didn't see Garth
murder anybody, but all these, you know, these people have disappeared. And,
so see.
You know, it could have been Garth. It's hard to prove
if you had met him, you know, may not be alive.
But I'm sure he's got solid alibis.
Well, another thing that people have brought up on that is that if you didn't know it, Garth Brooks did have a dark side.
Yeah.
He portrayed himself as a guy named Chris Gaines. I'm going to fall
in the camp of, you know, I just don't think it's true. And
Goth.
You know, I like Garth. He's all right. I just, you know.
Like a
I'm sure it's disheartening to.
Now, when you hear Garth tell it, he done that to be on a, to be in a book.
I have not.
Or not be in a book. It's like, there was going to be a movie about a rock star named Chris Gaines, whatever. But he released songs on Chris Gaines.
That this is
true. And right, he, so. Also was like, got on talk shows, and Garth would, I think this was on Saturday Night Live, and I could be wrong about that, but Garth introduces Chris Gaines, and then somehow comes out as Chris Gaines. And again, he's got, you know, like in the 90s, he had high hair hanging down in your eyes. Like, it was long, but it was still like chopped, you know, like the length right here. Yeah, a little like, what do you call that right there? A soul patch or whatever. And in it, black painted fingernails and, and came out with songs, and that was like his alter ego, which puts more fire under the, I'm a serial killer because I've got this alter ego that I want to be, which is a dark, grungy rock star or alternative music kind of person. I mean, I just told you at the start of this, I was really into Metallica and Megadeth, and that didn't mean that I worshipped Satan or anything like that. That's just the kind of music I liked. And I still like it. Don't get me wrong. Like, here's no old school Metallica when, you know, it blowed me away when Stranger Things ended up having the guy singing Master of Puppets or whatever it was. And me and my wife and my daughter were sitting there watching it, and it comes on, and I know every word to the song. And they're like, how the hell do you know that? Right. Well, you know, I was riding around in my Cutlass Supreme with the T-tops out and my mullet jamming that shit, man.
Right.
So, I went down that that hardcore road for a while, and you know, we've got a friend that still listens to some hardcore music, and I don't know. I won't get in naming people that listen to certain kinds of music, but don't get me wrong. I mean, I'll listen to about anything that comes on if it's got a good sound to it.
I never went.
But that just, the alter ego of Garth Brooks threw a little fire under that, and we'll Bruce put some pictures of Chris Gaines on there too. I saw one other thing that I thought, man, I watched it today. I was finishing up some research, and it was about this topic. I'm trying to find it. It was in 2013, and Devil Can't Write No Love Song was the name of the skit, and it had Garth Brooks in it. And I can't remember what his name was. It was like Nave or something like that. It was something weird. Martin. Maybe it was Martin. Yeah, it was Martin. And so Martin's sitting on the couch, and his wife comes in, and Martin's strumming the guitar. And Martin is Garth Brooks, obviously. And his wife goes, Martin, what are you doing home? And he goes, oh, baby, I'm writing a new song, and you know, I'm going to get popular. She gripes at him a little bit, and she goes, why are you home and not at work? And he says, well, I got fired. But everything's going to be okay, baby, because all I need is one song, you know, one popular song, and I'll blow up. And she says back to him, you know what? Call me when you get your first Grammy. And she slams the door and walks out. And then Garth Brooks says, damn, I would sell my soul just to write one popular song. And when he says that, puff of smoke comes and the devil is standing right beside him. And he said, well, we got your offer. The devil says, do you want to give your soul for a popular song? And he goes, yeah, I only need one. So people have tied that into the bodies. Where are the bodies, Garth? Because he done that skit. I will put that skit in our show notes too. It is freaking hilarious. Trust me. It is hilarious. And the devil's pretty cool. He plays the guitar in it as well. And they write a little song. And obviously the turnout is Garth is the man after that. So, there's all kind of stuff about that. All you got to do is just get on Google or DuckDuckGo or whatever you use and type in Garth Brooks sells his soul. The skit is everywhere. So,
yeah.
And actually, I said it was 2013. Actually, that was in 1999. So I looked at the right when I was saying that. So, so anyway, I don't know, man. You think that the only thing you got here is that people have either went missing or died at a city Garth has been performing in. And the way I look at that is Garth only performs in like big ass cities like Atlanta, Los Angeles. Right. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Louisville and Lexington's too small for him. Nashville. And the only reason he's doing Nashville is because the home of country music, whatever. But he's only at big, big places. And, you know, like when he is in Nashville, he's not at Bridgestone. He's at like AT&T or, AT&T, Nissan Stadium, because it'll hold the people that are going to come to see him. But when you're in that big a city, don't somebody go missing or die every night anyway, almost? And especially when you've got an influx of people from everywhere coming into the city because of a concert or whatever. I try to stay equally non-biased. I did throw out there that there's some things that, you know, you're still alive and you didn't meet Garth Brooks. I'm still alive. I haven't met Garth Brooks. Yeah. I do have a friend that has been to several Garth Brooks concerts, and they're still alive. So, I'd say that the comedian probably got this all stirred up, and I think you can take evidence to it. It could even be real evidence, but conspiracy to it and make it seem believable. Almost. So you think Garth is a serial killer or not? Well, let's look at it this way. Wonder if it's not Garth, but somebody in his team that's the serial killer. Somebody in the band. Somebody that's one of his roadies. Maybe it's a fan that just follows him around to every concert and they're like, ooh, I can kill people. You know what I'm saying? It could very well be that. I don't know, man. It don't really go any deeper than this on Garth. I don't think there's a lot of evidence to hold up that. And I think he does get very aggravated.
I'm going
to
come down on this negative on the outside. But,
Garth, we're not.
Who, you know, maybe I'll be proven
wrong. Garth, man, you're cool. If you want to come on, you just come on the podcast. Invite me to a concert. I'll prove that I'm still alive. Get me up on stage with you. I'll be like, I'll get back on here and be like, well, look, I hung out with Garth Brooks. I'm still alive. I'm going to give it a negative. I don't. I don't think there's anything to it. I think it's just a comment that somebody made at some point, and then everybody ran wild with it, and it got blowed up. And it's what... Yeah. So I'm gonna give Garth the get out of jail free card.
Probably we're not gonna make friends with him after talking.
I will say, if you were in a position as his, and that was your secret dark dream, you could probably pull it off. I think you could pull that off better than somebody that lives in a tiny apartment and goes out and kills somebody at 2 o'clock in the morning every night. So, anyway,
one person tried to be funny, and somebody else ran.
I got a really good topic, and I haven't ran it past you yet, but I think I want to do it at our next podcast. By the way, we just wrapped Garth up. We proved him. I guess he's got to be innocent until proven guilty. So we're waving the white flag of surrender. Garth, come on to the podcast and talk to us about it. We'd be glad to have you. We might even do it in person instead of virtual, maybe. If you're into it. Can you imagine Garth Brooks being on the podcast? God, it would blow up.
Right. Yeah.
We probably wouldn't talk about conspiracy theories then. We'd probably just let him sing some songs and, you know. There is a really cool guy I want to talk about. And I want you to look into it too. His nickname was Matman. And let me see here. He is basically a time traveler. The guy disappeared. I think do a little research. You'll think it's amazing. Whole like big long story on it. And this is what I find interesting about the story is he was on Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell. And, he did not reach out to Art Bell to be on the show. Art Bell sought him out. Like Art Bell hunted him down and wanted him to be on the show. And I think I call him Matman. It's Madman. Markham. Mike Markham is his name. Sorry. So Mike Markham, Madman Markham. It's a time traveler type story. The cool thing I found out about it is this guy was like I don't want to give away too much, but he knew a lot about electricity, like electrical engineer type stuff. Well, apparently Art Bell does too. So Art Bell could tell that he wasn't full of shit. So mark that one down. We'll do it in the next couple podcasts. It's really deep. It's really cool. It's a great story. Has nothing to do with Garth Brooks or Top Gun. That was supposed to create a chuckle, but I'm shooting for I'm blank right there. It didn't nothing happen. Madman Mark. There's even a subreddit about it. So, and that's something new. You wanna now that we're done with Garth, you wanna tell them about the So look us up on Reddit. We're there now too. There is an entire subreddit. Are the pattern is full pot. So come there, check us out, listen, put post. We got to get some stuff up there. So,
yep.
But well, yeah, okay, join, yeah. join, go join. And hey, it's just like the 5-star reviews. We go and just give them to us.
We do have our subreddit open,
but anyway,
not really anything on it now, but it's, the pattern is full.
I'm not sure that Garth will be singing at my daughter's birthday party anytime soon, but, if you want to check out a good series that's out, is Fallout is great. If you haven't saw it yet, Amazon Prime series, and X-Men 97, which is a cartoon, but it is pretty good. It's kind of tragic. Yes. Both of those are really good. And Three Body Problem. I'm not far into that, but so far it's been pretty good. So, and that is a Netflix type. All these are crazy sci-fi type. Well, X-Men obviously is a Marvel thing, but what is it? Three Body Problem is a weird sci-fi type show, and then Fallout is from the game. Yep. Like I said earlier, Fallout, but it's post-apocalyptic
Earth. Oh yeah,
in what is it, like $22.99?
Or I highly recommend both of those.
Yeah, 200 years in the future from like 200 years from like 1950 or 1960, yeah. I guess. So, or at least the world was stuck in that time, it seemed like. All the music and stuff is from that era, which is kind of cool. I don't really dig that music, but there's a lot of Buck Owens and Johnny Cash in it. And man, I love Buck Owens and Johnny Cash. Oh man, you know, that's one thing I forgot to mention about Garth Brooks. Let me throw this in there real quick. There was a
it's like 200 years.
Lynn Jennings made a comment about Garth Brooks. And he said he was the most insincere person he had ever seen. I won't say what he said he done for country music, but and it's not a Waylon said that Garth, you know, and I went crazy. He also had made some comment back in the day about Garth looking like he would be a serial killer. He was like, just look at the way the guy looks. He looks like he'd kill somebody. Well, I don't remember when this was, but 1999? Nah, it might have been earlier than that. Oh, later than that, 2002. James died in 2002. So I think this was the mid-90s somewhere when that feud fired up. So anyway, I don't know. I meant to bring that up earlier. He had said something about Garth also being, I don't know, psycho or something about he met him and he was like the, you know, very, I don't know, like disrespectful and like, I don't know. I'll put a link to the whole Waylon Jennings Garth Brooks feud, because it really was a feud. But he did mention something about Garth, you know, not being very life friendly, if you will. So anyway, I didn't mean to turn back to that. We skipped off on a few things.
Is that right before he had his heart attack and died?
I would invite you to check us out on social media. Email us, thepatternisfoolpod podcast@gmail.com. DM us, Facebook, Instagram, X, Twitter, or X, TikTok. And it's, let me see, Facebook, Pattern is Full Podcast. On X, where the pattern is FU. The pattern is FU on TikTok, and just the Pattern is Full Podcast on Instagram. And that's probably more I'm forgetting, but you can always go to our website, thepatternisfullpodcast.com. And then all of our links to our social media is on there, including our link to our YouTube page, which we put we didn't start putting our stuff on YouTube until this year, until season two. So none of season one's on there, but season two's on there. So if you want to watch and see our glorious faces, then you're more welcome to watch on YouTube. You got anything else, Dave-O? Okay. If Garth Brooks calls you, shoot me a text and let me know. I'll do the same. Again, no offense, Garth. Just come on the podcast and we'll talk to you. It's not a... We believe you're innocent. So, with that being said, I'm ready to roll if you're ready to roll. I guess the pattern is full. Is signing off. Well, bye.
.com. Oh, okay, yeah. No, that's about it for me, man. Yeah. Yep. Bye.
Thanks for listening to The Pattern is Full, where we explore the unknown and mysterious phenomenon of our world. We hope you enjoyed this episode and your mind has been opened to the hidden patterns in this universe. Be sure to tune in next time as we dive deeper into the unknown. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Your support helps us continue to uncover the mysteries of our world. Until next time, keep an open mind and keep searching for the patterns in our world. The Pattern is Full is signing off.